Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I want to extend my sincere condolences to Sid Booker, an icon in the community. From running wonderful shows at the Uptown to making the best shrimp in the world, at a Stinger, to hosting some of the greatest and most memorable barbecues and cookouts that anybody will ever have. Sid Booker was a friend and a mentor to many, including me.
That was State Senator Sharif Street, and this is The Week in Philly on KYW News Radio. And for our final segment today, we will honor the memory of a true Philadelphia original. Sid Booker passed away this week at the age of 87. For more, let's bring in KYW's Shara Day Howard. And Shara, for those who don't know, tell us who Sid Booker was.
Sid Booker, I mean, he was a businessman, but he was also a community man. He kind of got this recipe right for community and for business. It was not just about his hot pink shrimp corner. It was about influence and what that meant for the community. You know, he was a man that made everybody not only look up, but ask questions and ask their politicians, ask their neighbor, ask themselves, how could they be better for the community? And, you know, you can't go wrong with some golden brown shrimp.
Where was the shrimp corner? Where is the shrimp corner?
It's right at the corner of Belfield and Broad. I mean, you go down Broad Street and everybody at some point has said, what is that place? And the answer is, it's Sid Booker's place. That's the shrimp corner, you know, and the Stinger nightclub. I mean, best parties in town.
Now, you talked to a lot of people that had just wonderful memories of not just Sid Booker, but the Shrimp Corner. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, Mr. Philadelphia, also Amir Barber, I mean, but we know him in the community as the guy who goes for youth. And he said, all the work I've done in the community for youth has been because I want to be like Sid. You know, Sid Booker was the guy I looked up to. I had a shrimp for the first time, and he shook my hand for the first time, and I was sold. You know, I was a community man.
The reason why I look up to people like Sid Booker is because his impact is going to last a lifetime. That helps so many different people out and so many different politicians, so many different communities and stuff like that. It's a big deal.
And he made such an impact, they actually named the street where the shrimp corner is after him, correct?
Yes, Sid Booker Way. I mean, you can't go down Broad Street again without thinking about Sid, without seeing all of the things that he's done, not just on the side of his building, because it really is a time capsule. You look at the side of this building, and everyone that he's influenced for the past 58 years has some type of signature on that building. It's in lights, it's bright and pink, but it also has a ticker tape throughout time. You know, you can't miss it.
What is the future for the Shrimp Corner? It's not going away, right?
Well, his son, Sid Booker Jr., and his daughter, Darlene, said their father taught him well.
He taught us so much, and he, like, you know, it's a big void, but he prepared us, so we'll make them proud.
They're going to make sure that they hold true to this place and that it'll go on for another 58 years. Their dad got 58 in. They're going to get 58 and more.
All right. Thank you very much, Shara. KYW's Shara Day Howard joining us. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.